Good morning and welcome to the DF Sonder YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11 Grinds. I'm gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 14th of August. It is a Monday. We have an 8-game main slate. Looks as though we have zero weather issues upcoming. 14 mile an hour winds blowing out to right in St. Louis. Definitely intriguing. Out to left in Atlanta at just 7 miles an hour, but it is going to be 90 in Atlanta. By far the best hitting weather on the slate. So let's take a look at some pitching. At the top, we have Max Scherzer against the Angels. I do not see a line for this game where I'm looking. But Scherzer been pretty strong with the Rangers so far. Struggled right out the gate against Chicago, but then settled in and started to dominate. Was strong against Oakland, which we expect. The Angels do strike out plenty. Really just needs to worry about Ohtani. We know that Scherzer can allow home runs. Obviously he did against Boston. He's given up 20 home runs on the road. I know this game's technically at home, but his home numbers were basically built on pitching in New York. He did obviously make one home start here, but so these splits are kind of tough to discern. Since he was traded to Texas, I'm perfectly fine with Scherzer. I don't really love paying 11K for him, but perfectly fine playing him in my pool this evening. Tyler Glasnow, as long as he is healthy, I obviously super in love with Glasnow and his upside. The big thing for the longest time was him going deeper into games because he wastes a lot of pitches trying to attack and get those strikeouts. He's gone 7 in each of his last 3 starts. Has not thrown in 2 weeks. Keeps having starts pushed back. Does worry me a little bit. Obviously, could come out early. May also be limited to the 80 to 85 pitch range. We're not really sure. But I actually absolutely love the spot. We know the Giants do strike out plenty. Tampa Bay's a minus 140 favorite. Gigantic ballpark, total of just 7.5. All the boxes generally are checked with Glasnow. Minus the, I guess, the health. Seems to just always have something going on. Max Fried against the Yankees, a minus 235 favorite. Obviously, he missed much of the year, so he doesn't really have a ton of home road splits to work with. Obviously, he returned from the DIL and dominated the Cubs. I wrote up that I was a little worried about the Pirates matchup to see if he can back up his first start back with a similar performance. He was obviously making a return after 3 months, probably pretty amped up and pretty focused and wanting to dominate. Kind of a letdown spot last start. I think he probably bounces back a little bit here. And we see something between, the Pitt and Chicago start as far as performances. So I don't have a problem going with him. Obviously, the talks about the weather blowing out, being warm in Atlanta. But I think there's plenty of upside against the Yankees right now. Yu Darvish at home, where he has been better, hasn't been elite by any means. The strikeout rate is stronger at home. But he's given up more home runs at home, which is kind of shocking. Considering this ballpark is generally viewed as more of a pitcher's park, has had 3 pretty strong starts in a row. 4 out of his last, or I guess maybe 5 out of his last 6. Baltimore, obviously can be shut down. Seattle pitching staff did a pretty decent job against them. So I'm certainly okay with Darvish. I'm just not going to make him a priority. He is a minus 135 favorite. Game total of 8.5. So I'm, like I said, perfectly fine with him. Just not going to be a priority in my builds. I'm going to guess that he ends up in my pitcher pool, and it's probably going to be around a 15 to 20% play this evening. Merrill Kelly, left last start with a cramp. Strong start against Colorado this season. Has been decent on the road. I'd say he's been a little better at home, but let's see. Did his one start come against came in Coors? So he did make a start in Coors already this season. That makes me a little more comfortable with him. I was gonna have to dig into his career numbers in Coors. Don't see a line right now. I think we're still waiting on the official Colorado decision on pitching, or it could be about Kelly as well. But I think Kelly's perfectly fine, to be honest. Similar in to Yu Darvish for me today. Brady Singer taking on a Mariners squad that does strike out plenty. So I am always intrigued about K upside. It's been best at home. Set some solid starts. K's have come back down after a spike. So I'm not sure if we see a 10K performance, but obviously this came against Minnesota, who lead last I looked was leading baseball in K rate. Last I looked, Seattle was number two on that list. So there is upside. I'm not in a hurry to jam him in by any means, so he's probably going to fall into the Darvish range as well. I think there's upside, but there's obviously some danger to that matchup. He is an underdog. Seattle is a minus 145 favorite in the game. Clark Schmidt's been throwing the ball decent, but I'm not taking Clark Schmidt against the Atlanta Braves offense. JP Sears. Man, I don't think I can get to Sears, especially with the wind blowing out in St. Louis. St. Louis is a minus 210 favorite. I just don't think I can do it. He's given up a lot of home runs. Some wind blowing out against home runs. I know he's been solid on the road, but I just don't know if he's going to have the upside we look for, to where I think I can replace his return with some other guys, and hopefully it doesn't burn me. Not that I feel like I'm going to be burnt by a JP Sears start on any given slate, but Patrick Sandoval, not really going to make my pool against the Rangers. Has been throwing the ball decently well. Walks are still an issue. Coming off of a strong performance against the Giants, was strong against the Yankees as well. But I'm just not in the mood to pick on the Rangers at all. One of the top, three offenses in baseball this season. So I'm just not going to go there. I think we can go with Miles Mikolas. Seems like every time I decide to plug him into my pitcher pool, he just burns me, but that could be just me remembering the bad times. It's been solid the last few starts from a run standpoint. I got tossed in this Chicago game, so we didn't get to actually see us, an actual performance out of him. But strong in the last couple. It's obviously Oakland, weakest offense in baseball. I'm pretty sure we just have to plug in Mikolas, even with the wind blowing out. Minus 210 favorite. Looks like Oakland's probably going to have the lowest team total on the slate. San Francisco might be close. Might be between those two as far as team totals. So no problem with Mikolas. Probably going to be ahead of Darvish in my grouping. Grayson Rodriguez has been better on the road. and his last few starts since coming back up have been solid. No real big upside starts this time around, but approaching 20 DK points is intriguing enough. I just don't, I hate picking on San Diego because the lineup should explode at some point, but maybe at this point in the season they're just not as good as we thought they'd be. I don't know. It's just littered with names in the top half. But the way that Grayrod has thrown the ball, I do have to consider him. And San Diego is just a minus 135 home favorite. Tells me it might be close. So right now he's kind of on the borderline. I could see myself using him, but I also could see myself going the other way and avoiding him on this slate. Not going to use Carrasco even against Pittsburgh. He was decent against them, but just no strikeouts the first meeting. He's just not doing enough for me. If he beats me, then so be it. I'll move on to the next slate of games. Quinn Priester, no thanks. Flexen, no. So Seattle is the one thing that we have to pay attention to today. DK currently has Emerson Hancock, where today would be a normal rest for him after making his debut against San Diego. But everywhere else I've looked, I see Logan Gilbert listed. Both pitchers are viable. The fact that Hancock is still just min priced is the big thing for me. Kansas City's offense has been strong the last week to 10 days, roughly. So I don't think it's some slam dunk spot, but I think both pitchers are viable depending on which one we find out is actually starting. I just think that Hancock at 4K is a no-brainer for the talent that he brings to the table. Three walks were his issue. Didn't really pick up strikeouts in San Diego, but just two hits allowed. Threw 87 pitches, so he's probably in the 85 to 95 range. So I have no issues going with him, but we will need to pay attention because I do have a feeling it's going to end up being Logan Gilbert. But we will wait for the official word on that one. So there we have it. There's my first look at pitching. Rough idea of what my pitching pool is going to be by the end of the day. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to the coaches, tools, notes, Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.